Welcome back to the Mind Body Freedom Podcast. I am your host, Natalie Spaeth, and I am here coming fresh off of a beautiful call that I had with not only a team, but also some mentors. And coming into this, I was, you know, there was some emotion that was running through my body of the unknown of what's going to happen, what's going to transpire, you know, what's going to come of this call. And even though I could feel the heartbeat in my chest, I was allowing myself to be with what was in this call. And that's what I want to dive into a little bit more on a deeper level. Now, you know, there's two different parts to whether we want to call it the mind-body, the body-mind. Now I get jokingly, yes, this podcast is called Mind-Body Freedom. But instead, I'd like to say that what'll happen inside of our body moving forward in life, anything, okay? Think of it as, you know, what you're thinking about right now. If I were to tell you, you know, if you're driving, obviously, please don't do this while you drive. Or maybe you can just kind of look directly at the road in front of you. Fuck it. Do this while you're driving. You can do this. Just keep looking ahead. Look at something, okay? Right now, look at something for 15 to 20 seconds. I'm gonna put a pause in here for 15 to 20 seconds. All right, now I want you to just think about everything you just thought of by looking at something, anything. What did your mind do? For me, I was counting, and I was looking at the recording aspect of me making this, and then my stomach growled. I didn't know if you guys could hear that or not. And I was like, ooh, I'm a little hungry. Oh, I wonder what I'm gonna have for lunch today. Oh, what time is it again? Oh, it's 11:50. Okay, well then I also have a client at this time, and oh, I really do wanna go exercise, and bingo, okay? The mind was already creating something in front of me. And I could feel it physically in my body. I made a story because my stomach growled. Okay? Now I want us to really take a step back from that. I told you that I made a story from my stomach growling. And I asked you guys to look at something and the mind made a story. So we are creating stories from the things that we are seeing, and where we see things is where we see them from, and where we see them from is on a cellular level inside of the body. Okay? Because everything that happens, quote unquote, to us, okay, happens inside of us. And we have this beautiful thing we call a nervous system, okay? You have your endocrine system, you have your emotional system, and your power lies within being able to help release and express the emotions whenever you have a breakthrough, whenever you're experiencing something, okay? Without fear, without judgment, without shame, allow yourself to just be the human being that you are, which is we're human beings. We have emotions, which are energy in motion. And if we allow ourselves to express that energy in motion in real time, then we stop suppressing it. So then we then have even more power to be in full resonance and control of the creation of our reality consciously. So what I was saying before, I'm having this beautiful conversation with two mentors of mine who I was also a part of their business. And I knew coming into this conversation, I didn't know what was going to transpire. And the moment the Zoom opened up, my heart went doosh, 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 doosh. And because of my experience, I have learned to listen from my heart. And my heart was saying, just be in full resonance, speak your truth, and just be open. But there was also this aspect of, holy fuck, I have these two people or three people in front of me that I haven't had in front of me at one time since my experience. And so I was feeling this love And what happened? As I'm doing it right now, I cried in real time. Before what I went through, I would have sat quiet, I would have been soft-spoken, I wouldn't have maybe quite known exactly what to say, or I would have been trying to manipulate myself so that I could appear a certain way. This time, fuck, I bawled like a baby. Because I was feeling love, and I was feeling like proud, and I was feeling safe, and I was feeling honored, and I was feeling seen. Now, did they show up any differently than they have before? No. I mean, maybe it's been 2 months. We're anew every day, so I shouldn't say no. Yes. But in the quote-unquote left brain logical mind, no. They still were who they are. But yet, myself, okay, I could feel that, and I listened from my body, and I allowed myself to be where I was emotionally in real time expressing. Now, how many of us do that? How many times do you get into a conversation with somebody and you're trying to choke down the energy? Your throat balls up. You get this tight-knit ball in your throat and your heart is pounding and you're just staying mute and you're just trying to contract, or you're not trying to contract, you're actually contracting whether you're aware of it or not. Your body is contracting and you're trying to just hold it together. Well, do you know what that does to the nervous system? Well, first, it's coming from a learned behavior, and I can tell you that off the bat. We can go into the body, and we can be with that. We can find it. We can see it in a memory. It doesn't have to be a logical memory, but I will digress there. But we'll go into the body, and we'll see where was that contraction even fucking formed? And then we allow ourselves to feel it, to express it. And then you can start to be so radically aware of every single area in your body. I can tell you where there is a flare up within my back and where it is directly coming from when it starts to flare. No, it is not like this is just a pain, so I'm going to slap some ibuprofen on it. No, the pain body is the last alerted system. So I know time over time, okay, this is a deep, deep, deep thing within the body that needs to continue to have space so it can continue to release. But yet we're too afraid still as a society, and I'm not going to say we, I got to stop batching the we, but there are people out there and we don't know what we don't know, okay? And some people said that to me yesterday. I don't know what I don't know, Natalie. And I didn't know what I didn't know. And I could see the shame and I could see the fear and I could see the frustration within themselves. And it's not to blame and it's not to victimize. But we still, as a society, are slapping shit on top of people on the surface level and not asking the deeper questions as to why. Why does this person show up this way? Why is there a headache happening? Let's start with the basics and then let's work our way deeper into that. Dis-ease in the body is disease. And we still are in a world that thinks that mental health, anxiety, depression are just symptoms, not even symptoms. And let's back this train up even more. We think of it as a way of being. Oh, I am. And I'm saying this, and I'm not saying this at the same time, but when somebody says, I am depressed, what are they going to continue to create? They are going to continue to create depression because we are the generators of our reality. And depression is just repression of emotion. It's just repression of emotion. And when you can release the emotion, then all of a sudden the known, the unknown can become known. And then you get to understand and see something a little bit clearer. But no, you go into a hospital or you tell somebody, I think I'm depressed. And then we either binge eat or we try to self-medicate with alcohol and drugs. And I don't even love using the word drugs anymore. There's pharmaceuticals and there's plant medicine. And I'm going to leave it at that. Oh, But we have the power and we want to get into the power. What do I mean by power? You guys, for every cell within the body, there's about roughly 0.04 volts of electricity. With 0.04 volts of electricity times 75-ish trillion cells, depending upon your body, think of the amount of power you have. But guess what? When those cells are unhealthy, when those cells are sick, you don't have as much power. And then you wonder why everything keeps on happening to you, not for you, because you are still asleep in the unconscious aspect and it is not your fault. I'm gonna take a breath. It is not your fault. You are asleep and it is not your fault. But once you are aware, then it becomes a choice of radical responsibility, and people want to create change. And to create change in this world, you have to take radical responsibility. And guess what? It's the ability to respond. Not running away, not suppressing, not hiding who you fucking are. Being a voice, being a stand, speaking your truth. In the world today, how many times do you speak your truth? How many times can you sit in front of a boss, a partner, a friendship? Can you sit in front of somebody and be honest and to understand and to be and to hear and to receive? We are all just receptions and reflections of each other. I wanted to just come on here and speak from my heart about understanding right now, if you allow yourself to just feel in real time, release the emotions in real time when they're showing up, you are going to free so much space. And then, guess what, you guys? I never thought I was an emotional person. I suppressed it. Suppressed it. Is that a word? We'll go with it. I suppressed it. Years among years among years among years of emotion. And then the way in which reality appears, the circumstance of events, because every single person that comes into your life is a reflection, a lesson, a beauty, a gift. Everything happens the way it is meant to happen. Everything happens for a reason. Your literal waking external reality, how it shows up for you, is generated from inside of you as either something to learn, experience, grow, and outgrow, be and become from. But yet we have so much suppressed energy and we wonder why things aren't going the way that we quote unquote want them to. And that's a whole nother podcast. Tell yourself you already have it. I don't mean to say this in an aspect of, fuck it, whatever. I mean to say it however it comes out. Tell yourself you already have it. But also, what if you sat in the world and decided, I am here to literally just create, grow, outgrow, be, and become? And you don't need to fucking know what that looks like. You just need to start doing it. You guys, I just hit record on this podcast. I don't have a load of notes in front of me that I follow. I don't have something written down. I said fucking plug the microphone in and record. Because I want you guys to know the power that you have within yourselves. And I want you to know that there is this asinine, upside down verse that we are living in, and it is shifting on such a level and it's going so beautifully fast. Maybe that's me. Well, if it is me, it's because it's the generated reality that I have created. What if instead of running away from the pain that we get so comfortable being uncomfortable, when instead of we have a tick in our head or we have an emotion that's feeling like we're tired all the time, we don't run to the doctor, we don't run to slap some medication on it, we don't run to just ask every single person what they, you know, think is wrong with themselves. Instead, if we allow ourselves to just release the emotion and then get quiet and listen, to sit with it. It is sitting in the uncomfortable that the known will be shown. And I just made a post about this because it is so unbelievably true. Is it something that is going to come with rainbows and butterflies riding around on fucking stick horses? No. And yes, it is all going to depend on the way you perceive it. because the magic is real, my friends. And the power that you have to create anew and the power that you have to literally, like when I say you create your motherfucking reality, and I'm going to repeat it. You create your motherfucking reality, and you are the most powerful, most magical, most beautiful human being on planet Earth. You listening to this right now. So if there is something you are afraid of, fucking look at it. I just thought of, I don't know if you guys know that sheer side note. Alligator, eat it up. I literally was about to say, fucking alligators, eat it up. Eat that fear up. Taste it. Choke it out. It is a part of who you are. Don't just choke it out. Love it. Love the fucking fear inside of your body, because it is an illusion. It is false evidence appearing real. It is not real. It just feels real. Well, guess what? If you start allowing yourself to feel, you no longer will continuously having all of these other fear-based feelings show up in front of you. So feel. In real time. I dare you to feel in real time. When your boss is standing in front of you giving you news that you don't want to hear and you feel like crying, fucking cry. When you're sitting in front of a friend and your body is entirely vibrating in resonance and you just want to tell that person you love them so fucking much and it makes you want to cry, cry. Or makes you want to give them a hug, just stand up and give them a fucking hug. Don't second guess. It is that second to third to fourth to fifth to sixth to seventh to eighth to ninth to tenth to 11th to 12th thought that runs through your mind, ping-ponging, and you are completely removed from the present moment and you lost the magic. What if you had an idea and the first thought was, oh my God, that'd be amazing, and you went with it? And then the second thought came and the second thought was like, oh, but what if? And you're like, oh, that shit's just in the body. That's coming from a place that, okay, the second thought is this. Let me just write it down. I'm going to just save that here to do the work because I'm not going to listen to that. I'm going to go with the first thought that gave me all of this excited energy and positive motion. And that's where I'm going to live my life from. So feel in real time, because the power you have that is held in the emotional body, in the endocrine system, in the nervous system, in the body mind, to elevate and to expand your consciousness, you have to allow yourself to look in the mirror and feel yourself, not with blame and not with shame. And let me tell you, is it going to be this like quick, ooh, feel great moment? Maybe, maybe not. It depends on who you are, because every single person is different. But I promise you, the more that you do that, you stay out of the hospital system. You start to take your power back. You stop becoming a victim that can be fully controlled. And you start being the one in fucking control of yourself. Oh, she's a fiery one today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you want to find me anywhere, I'm just on Instagram at I am Natalie Spaeth. Come on there, send me a DM. Let's start up a conversation. If you enjoyed this, please like, rate, 5-star, 4-star. Please prefer the 5-star, but just put up whatever it is that feels right to you. I hope you guys are having a beautiful rest of your day. Now go and fucking feel yourselves. As above, so above.